Hey, family, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of a total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement. It offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in a free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, or anything that we have to offer at this time, please feel free to email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com or direct message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at DaughterHSV. All right, family, I've already prayed. This is my fourth take. Many of you who record podcasts, you already know how it goes. It's my fourth take. And so we're still in our, season, topic, which is adulting. The title that I have written right now is A Proper Presentation. That's the name of the episode that I'm recording right now. Hopefully that's the name that it is when it comes out. Okay. If it's not, just give me grace. All right. I want to start with a story. So there's this woman. She is a Nigerian woman. And she was doing an interview. This, mind you, this woman is absolutely brilliant. I mean, I can watch her talk all day long. I mean, just brilliance, 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 brilliance just pours out of her mouth, right? And this woman was doing an interview, and she was talking about her experience when she first came to the United States. Now, mind you, she came to the United States when she was a kid. She was spent most of her youth. So I want to say this had to be like the high school years. She came to Nigeria and she was in class, and she said her professor walked up and he said, this person has written the best essay in the class. And I want to ask whoever wrote this, would it be okay if I read it out loud? It was that good. And so when he began to read the first line, he was like, can somebody raise your hand and tell me who was the person that wrote this? And she raised her hand. And she said she saw a immediate hesitation and shock on the professor's face. But he kind of just flew past it and just kept going. And she said in that moment, she knew, oh, this is an American problem. She knew, she said, by being in that class, it began to show her and teach her how much race played a really big role in America, as opposed to it does not play such a big role in Nigeria. In Nigeria, she said, Nigeria, we don't think about such things. You know, we don't like one thing you're not going to be teased for in Nigeria is for being Black. OK, no one's going to expect you to be dumb or expect you to be smart. It's going to actually be by the quality of what it is that you present. OK, it's going to actually be by the quality of what it is that you say in your work and this, that and the third. But in America, and anybody who lives in America, no, she's absolutely correct. In America, race is a thing. Okay. It doesn't matter how educated you are. If you grew up in the suburbs, if you had a, if you went to an all Caucasian, high school, college, you know, a PWI, whatever, race is something as people of color, you cannot get away from, right? In America, but in other countries, they're not even thinking about your race as the first thing that they see. It depends on the country. Some of them don't, they're not thinking that right off. They're thinking American and whatever stereotype they have attached to American, right? And I wanted to share this story because what she said was so good about how Nigerians do not even consider such a thing in Nigeria, right? And she talked heavily about the American experience, and she talked heavily about the perception that was immediately had by her professor the minute. It's almost like what he really thought about her showed up on his face the minute that she raised her hand and said, this, yes, was my essay. Like that tells me that from the few seconds, it's a small amount of time that you have known me, you've already decided that I'm attached to a particular stigma, right? And if you want to go deeper down the rabbit hole and just stay with me, if you want to go deeper down the rabbit hole, and I think about, I talked about this in the very first episode of season three of this season, first episode, Girlhood versus Womanhood. I talked about how me and my husband really enjoy older films, like from like segregated times, those type of films. And the standard in which They carried themselves. It would bless my life. I would, one thing when those type of movies come out, I look forward to seeing the fashion. I look forward to seeing what they're going to wear and how they're going to wear it, right? I love it so much. But their reasoning for having that standard, just keeping it real, was because they were Black. They already knew that people perceived their race in a low light because they were not that many generations outside of slavery. So they took what they wore seriously, even if it wasn't a lot of money. They made do. Women did not come out the house with their hair not combed. Women did not. Okay. It was serious about how, you know, you were training your children young on about how to show up in the world. And I kind of want to just take it from there and start this conversation around, for many of us with love, the reason adulting is not so great is because you may have a difficult time showing up for your life. And I don't mean that you don't get out of the bed in the morning. I don't mean that you don't go to work. I'm not even saying you don't go to church. But what I am saying is that you are having a hard time showing up for your life, because showing up for your life looks like something. Showing up for your life looks like something. And when I say looks like something, I am actually talking about your presentation. I am actually talking about the clothes on your back. I am actually talking about your health, your hair, your skin, your teeth, all those things. I'm actually talking about that. With love, family, this is as deep and as profound and as spiritual as your fivefold office, as your spiritual gift, as a John Eckhart book, as, you know, whatever deep spiritual thing. This is as serious as deliverance. Some of this, y'all, this conversation we're about to have, it may cause deliverance to break out in your life. Just be keeping it real. Your presentation is as big of a message as all the other stuff. Okay. I knew a girl in college. I remember I called her on the phone one day because we had to meet up for something and I got her voicemail. And I think I've shared this before. I may not have, but I feel like I have in a previous episode. But I called her and her voicemail was like, "Hey, this is such and such. Leave a message." I hung up. Like, that was her whole voicemail. It was terrible. And I'm going to be so straight with you. At that moment, I thought to myself, oh, she can't evangelize me. She can't lead me to Christ. She can't lead my ministry. She can't do any of that for me. She can't do any of that for me. Because, and I'm going to just keep it so real with you. For many of you, how you present yourself in the world, it ruins your witness. How you are presenting yourself in the world, how you show up to work, how you show up when it's time to leave the house, how you show up if I run into you at the grocery store, how you show up in all these different categories. And I don't mean you had a moment or you had a day. I mean, like, on a regular basis, you don't put the effort in unless you are going somewhere fancy or to church or something like that. But in a general sense, you don't actually show up for your life. You're not very, you are going through the motions. You putting on the first thing that you can find. You might not brush your teeth today. You might not comb your hair today. You might not wash your face today. You might not put on iron clothes today. Especially if you are a work from home person, you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Anybody gonna see me? So, you know, right? You're not showing up for your life. Okay. And here's the thing. I would love to tell you that when people meet you, they're, and here's the thing, let me also preface it and give this disclaimer off the rip. We are not overtly focused on what other people think about us. That's none of your business. And I'm going to get into it a little bit further as we talk, but when it comes to showing up for your life, It's not that you care or you're worried about what other people think, but you do need them to perceive you a particular way so that you can have any type of fruit in your relationship or your engagement of them in that time. And you may not think it's that big of a deal. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, some of you have lost business because people have saw you and said, I don't want her to do my hair. I don't want her to do my taxes. I don't want her... because you didn't comb your head today. Like, it's not deep. You did not comb your head today. You were talking to somebody and you want them to help you in the store and they're being rude and you don't even realize it's because you didn't brush your teeth today and your breath stinks and you're asking them to help you go look for something in the grocery store. I'm being so transparent today, okay? Presentation is a big deal to God. Presentation is a big deal to God. You can see it all throughout scripture. Okay? God, there's a literal verse where when Jesus was talking to the disciples about how to engage with people, said, well, first thing when you walk in somebody's house, you say hi. Like social skills, like your ability to engage with other people, right? There should be a standard if you say you represent Christ. Right? And so there is such a thing as being a respectable woman. Okay? There is such a thing as being a respectable woman. Y'all see the light glaring in my face, but just give me grace. But there is such a thing as being a respectable woman. Okay, and the definition is in the phrase, in the sentence, if you really listen to it, being a respectable woman. Okay, meaning you are somebody who is worthy of respect. But sometimes with love, you're not making it easy for people to respect you. Right? You're not making it easy for people to respect you. Like, I would love to say that you're worthy of respect. Just because, you know, you are an image bearer of Christ. So all that might be true, but we live in an incredibly superficial world, right? And yes, we're in the world, but we're not of it. But if you are an ambassador going into a area of society, going into the world, going into a place, going whatever, you represent that full kingdom. You represent that full world. You represent all of that, okay? And so how you, sounds so bad, but how you carry yourself tells me whether I should respect your world or I should ignore it. Some of you, like I said, you're not, it's ruining your business. It's affecting your relationships. It's hard for you to keep a man or for a man to take you seriously. I'm not saying walk around looking like a glamazon all day long. No. That's not a real woman. I remember these 90s shows used to come out. Not 90s, I'm sorry, early 2000s. It used to make me so mad. I feel like the early 2000s was some of the most inauthentic times that ever. Because if you watch 90s shows, it was realistic. Like they had the characters dressed up when they were about to go out. And then you saw them in their home clothes, like a sweatshirt, some jeans, hair pulled back, no makeup, you know, drinking tea, walking around in a robe. Like that's a real person. Right? They have what they wear to bed. You saw them in episodes with in their pajamas, coming downstairs, head wraps. That's one thing I loved about living single. Like, it was so realistic. Like, I could see myself in that dynamic because real women, this is how we look outside. This is how we look at home. But none of them ever had a poor presentation. It was just they got the comfortable time and then they have their going out. And I think about like the early 2000s and those shows, and they had women walking around in stilettos, deep glam, heavy glam makeup. And y'all, they're not going out. They just going to make a sandwich. I was like, this is so inauthentic. Like, they're not going out. They're not in corporate America. They're not going to work. They just walk around glamorous. Like, you know, so that's not, only is it not realistic, it also doesn't give the people watching the show a chance to connect with the character in any form or fashion. But there is a difference between perfection and standards. Okay. So I'm not talking about perfection. You're always on, you always have it together, and you can't ever be comfortable. You can't ever be yourself. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, again, foundational standards, family, adulting might be difficult simply because you don't take a shower every day. I'm just trying to be real. Adulting might be difficult because you don't brush your teeth every day. You don't have a standard for how you care, how you present yourself when you go into the world. If you're just going to run errands, you're going to the post office, you're going to the grocery store, you're going to go run your errands, you're going to go handle your business, you're going to do whatever. You need to have a standard. No, I always comb my head. I do not go to the store in my pajamas. I make sure that I'm not stinking. I make sure that I brush my teeth. It does not matter if I don't care what other people think. I represent the kingdom. Let me put myself into it. You guys, me and my husband are senior leaders of a church here in Huntsville. And y'all, even if I wasn't, I own my own company. Both are true in my life. I have had too many times I go to the grocery store, I'm going to the post office, and I run into a complete stranger, and they know who I am, even if I don't know who they are. Okay. And I hear somebody from the back, oh, Pastor Sam. Oh my gosh. And I have to smile. Hey, because I don't know who they are. So I can't say their name, you know. And I'm so grateful in that moment. I comb my hair. I popped that ponytail in so quick. I washed my face. I have on clean iron clothes. You know what I'm saying? I represent the kingdom of God well. If I need to pray for this woman, if I need to evangelize this woman, if I am trying to, if this woman wants to become a potential client, right? There's a way that she's now immediately going to respect me and going to receive from me because I'm carrying myself as a respectable woman. I'm carrying myself with standards. I'm carrying myself like Jesus loves me. Some of you, you want to get married. You want to have kids. At that point, you don't just represent Christ. You represent Christ and your husband. You listen, I've seen it myself. I've gone up to my daughter's school, and there's a way that they have engaged with me as opposed to another parent who should be respected regardless because they are a parent. But baby, they got a bonnet on and they got on a bathrobe and they have not showered all day because they're working from home. And they came up to the school and the teachers are not really engaging with them like they are somebody's mom. They're somebody's dad. You know what I'm saying? And then somebody else who just looks like they pulled it together. They're willing to talk to you. They want to have meetings. They want to go into depth about how your child is doing. Like, because they, at that point, you don't just represent yourself. You represent God, your spouse, and now you also represent your child. Okay? Listen, when kids start getting older, it's like requesting, Mama, please don't come up to the school without your wig. Mama, please don't come up to the school without XYZ. There has to be a standard in your life, right? There has to be a proper presentation, family. There has to be a proper presentation, okay? Like I said, this is not unrealistic or perfectionistic. This is, you know, hey, just pull it together. Make it simple. Find a in between. Like, this is what I do whenever I gotta leave the house. Okay. And I don't have to go into work and I'm not going into corporate America. Maybe you work for yourself. Maybe, you know, whatever. This is how I quickly pull it together. Honey, you got a go-to hairstyle. You wash that face real good. You pop on some lip gloss, some mascara, some brow gel, put on some studs, put on something ironed and clean and go. It's not going to always be glammed out, but there should always be a standard and a proper presentation that represents the kingdom. This is as, I don't care. Listen, y'all, it does not matter if you have tongues of fire. It does not matter if you are incredibly prophetic and you can see so deep into the future. It does not matter if you have a great intercessory life. It does not matter if you can preach heaven down. It does not matter. None of the, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you are a Fortune 500 CEO. It does not matter if you are the best whatever it is that you do all throughout the city and people know you for it. None of those things are more important than this truth right here. How you present yourself in the earth, right? For some of you, I'm gonna just be honest. I wrote a post recently that fueled me wanting to have this conversation. I wrote a post, and it was my second post on feminine hygiene feminine hygiene tips. Because I'm gonna just be honest, like, I know sometimes, y'all, the reason that we run away from anything that has to do with physical appearance, presentation, anything like that, is because there are things that maybe mommy and daddy did not teach you. And you're at a big age, but you're not going to admit that you don't know, because it makes you feel bad, or you feel like people are going to judge you because you feel like you're supposed to know, but you don't. I can't tell you how many things that I learned later in life. I did not learn early. I got my driver's license later. Okay. I learned certain things that maybe you will learn in high school. I learned them in college. You know, some things happen later and it's okay. But man, the minute I was real with myself, like, hey, I don't really know this. I need to learn this. Number one, I said it in previous podcast episodes, there's nothing that you can't learn, and there's nothing that you can't do, and there's nothing that you can't have, you know. Believe that. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. And so even God exposing, hey, you may not know how to just pull it together. You may not know what it really means to really, how to really deal with your personal hygiene, how to really clean your body. You may not know how to really take care of yourself. You don't really know how to really carry yourself in a particular way. There's a standard that you don't have. Like, even being real with God about that kind of thing. Like, God, I don't have that standard. I don't feel no kind of way about rolling out the bed and going to the store in pajamas. I really don't feel no kind of way about XYZ. I should feel like this is nasty, or this is dirty, or this is XYZ. But for me, it's really not. God can work with that. God can work with that. God can work with that. Because you can't fix yourself anyway, but you can partner with God, and you can surrender it and let him give you an authentic conviction, an authentic standard, and let him teach you. God is just as much of a mother as he is a father, okay? And he wants to teach you some things. And so I really wanted to just read this post out to you guys. It's literally just feminine hygiene tips, okay? I wrote this post about 4 days ago, according to Facebook. But I would love for you to just take this down and implement it. I said feminine hygiene tips, just in case mama forgot to share with you. Okay. Number one, full body deodorant. Okay. Listen, when I say full body deodorant, all right, I mean like spray the other parts of your body, not just your armpits, or rub. If it's a rub kind, rub. Like ladies, if this is ladies watching, I need you to be mature. But ladies, under both breasts, especially about to be summertime, get under the breast, get in between the breast. I would rub a little underneath each butt cheek. If you know you have a butt the way you got to lift, that there's going to be sweat and dirt that hides right underneath there. So making sure the deodorant gets there. I said a woman needs 3 different soaps. She needs one soap that's going to scrub the body and is a bit more intense, especially, y'all learn this the hard way, especially after postpartum. And breastfeeding, the hormone changes can make you get a little bit more ripe than usual. You guys, I remember I would take showers when I was breastfeeding. I just had my son and my daughter both times. And I remember no matter after I would shower, I put deodorant on and I would get musty again so quickly. Like, I didn't understand. And I realized I needed this little pretty soap wasn't doing it. I needed something stronger for under my arms, right? And so some of y'all just go back to that old school Dove, the bar, not the soap, the bar, okay? And get underneath there, right? Really, really well as other areas that carry dirt and pockets of dirt. So you need a really strong soap that's going to get the funk out pretty much. And then I said a nice body wash that adds moisture back into the skin, right? Something soft, something sweet, something that's going to make you smell feminine and beautiful and all the things. And then a lightly scented or non-scented cleanser if you are sensitive for your vaginal area. Family, when I talk about your vaginal area, remember the vaginal area, it is a self-cleaning organ, which means we are not supposed to stick anything up inside ourselves. You cannot make everywhere smell like flowers, right? So these cleansers are for the top areas of that area, getting that really, really clean, right? And thoroughly clean. I would recommend cleaning that area with just water and a washcloth first before you add anything. If you are sensitive, if you are on birth control, you are probably way more sensitive than somebody who's not on birth control, right? Birth control creates a lot of yeast infections. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure You might want to get something completely unscented for that area. If you're not sensitive, then maybe a lightly scented vaginal soap that's just for that area. And then I talked about layering your scents, right? This is talking about a woman smelling good. I mean, how do women be smelling so good all the time? They layer their scents, right? It's not just one scent on their body. You have the scent with your soaps. You have the scent with the body oil you put on after. You have a scent in your lotion. You have a scent in your perfume. The deodorants now have scents. So layering your scents, getting things that kind of all have a similar note so that, you know, it has one cohesive smell, right? You want to invest in washcloths, loofahs, or anything that creates friction with cleaning the skin. You need something that's going to scrub the body and it's going to get the dirt up off your skin, get the dirt up off your body. Okay. I love loofahs, but I have to replace them pretty much every week because they can collect bacteria, just keeping it real. And you don't want to put bacteria back on your body. And so, yeah, loofahs, washcloths. I have a washcloth. I use all three, to be honest. Loofah, washcloth, anything. I also have exfoliating gloves for days that I exfoliate my skin because sometimes your skin needs deep exfoliation. It gets the dirt up on a deeper level. Invest in exfoliating gloves or a scrub and treat the skin at least once a week, especially after shaving. Family, making sure that you're shaving, you don't let the hair get too long. Hair holds an odor. Okay. And so sometimes you want to figure out why you still get musty fast or why that area is smelling, even though you've been washing it. It's because the hair is holding on to the odor. Sometimes it's time to shave it, time to cut it down. Some of you might want to find yourself a good esthetician and get a wax. A wax will last you, it's about 3 weeks before the hair even starts to grow back. So a wax is a wise investment. In the shower oil, this is going to start putting moisture back into your skin with all the water that you're using, especially if you take 2 showers a day. You do not want to, you know, dry out your skin. So the oil helps bring the moisture back into your skin, softens your skin. Invest in a brush that can reach the back. For many of us, you're not washing your back because you can't reach it. So you need something that's going to be able to, like a back scratcher, get in there. Scratch that, get that dirt up, get the back of your neck. Some of you have long hair, it never gets touched. So get in the back of your neck, right? Don't forget the neck, behind the ears, or the belly button. Those are places that hold dirt profusely. All right. And then you want to pat dry to not disrupt the scent layering process. I wrote this post out and you guys, it got 10 shares. 53 loves and 29 comments, right? I'm gonna be honest. I know there's a significant amount of people that read this, did not know this information, and was grateful that somebody said it. And now they're better for it, right? And so I want to say, listen, if presentation is an issue for you, do not feel ashamed. You are not alone. You are not by yourself. People think that because women have a natural eye or attraction to beauty, that every woman just got it like that. Some women were not raised to know certain things. They were not taught. Some women had different experiences. Some women spend more time with their dad than their mom. It's you know what I'm saying? And presentation is not a gender issue. Like, men need this conversation too. It may sound or have different emphasis, but we all need this conversation. And so I'm going to just really share this with you and really just encourage you, like, man, presentation is important to God, right? God is not going to send you out into the world to do something like for some of you with love, there are things God wants to do with you. He's told you about, and you're wondering what the holdup is. You have yet to show up for your life. You don't even take a shower every day. You don't even do your hair every day. Why would God put you in the position to run into that right person or to have that right meeting or have that right, you know, to get your big break, if you will, if we can't just do that? So I just would encourage you to really seek the Lord about how you present yourself and how you represent the kingdom of God in your day-to-day life. All right, family, that is all that I have for that. All right, so for our goodies, as you know, join the sisterhood. We have a free private Facebook group that I really, really, really want you guys to be a part of. It is a private community. We do lives and they're talking about different topics and things that are going on in the hearts of other Christian like-minded women. We have a special exclusive interviews and so much more. You can join that. You can head over to Facebook. Actually, the link is in my Instagram link tree at Daughter HSV, as well as it is in is on Facebook at Daughter HSV as well. As well as if you want to book a session one-on-one with me, once again, my email is samantha.grimecc@gmail.com, or you can DM me on my Instagram or Facebook at Daughter HSV, and we can work together in that regard. As well as I do a live Bible study on Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. CST, only on our public figure page on Facebook at Daughter HSV. Please join that. We are still going through the book of Ephesians, and it has been powerful. Okay. As well as we have a hair and scalp oil family. Yes, about 3 years ago now, the Lord gave me a dream, giving me the formulation. People have been loving it. We have been using it. It is a eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil, and it is focused on scalp health. And if you have healthy scalp, you will have healthy hair. Okay. And so, yeah, those are all of our goodies for now. So family, I love you guys, and I see you guys next episode. All right. Talk soon. Bye.